Okay. Simen, Lamed Beis, Shmiras HaGuf, Al Pi Teva, right? So taking care of the guf, which means not eating donuts, David. Donuts, I'm sorry, it's the Erev Chanukah. There's no way anybody could justify that there's anything healthy about a donut. Okay.
Tosefta
What?
Hanukkah.
It's
Tosefta
Hanukkah. Spoil it? Everybody's eating donuts. Have you ever met anybody that didn't eat a donut? Have you ever met anybody that didn't eat a donut? That did not eat a donut because people were
Hanukkah.
making
Yeah,
fun?
call Hot Seller right now.
Because people make fun that it's not healthy. Okay, let's see. So, Beis, Abayri Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, right? Hashem, who created the world, Baras Adam, he created the world, a man, b'fein kol ba'al chayim, and he created anything that's allowed. And also b'chayim, and he gave him a natural temperature, right? Which is, what do we call, what's the natural temperature? 98. Baruch. That's the life of a person. Because if his natural fire gets extinguished off his chiyusa, then his life is nothing. Meaning, if the temperature drops a lot, then that's it. And how do you maintain the temperature? Is with eating. Like the fire that's burning. Because if you don't constantly add wood to the fire, right? Same way a fire, if you don't, we're talking about fire over here in Rabbi Groner's on a Thursday night. I don't know, they're gonna think I'm also so yichpe legamri. So
Now
if you
that's
take
his favorite
food,
word. No, that's his favorite word, fire.
very good of it. Right. So if you don't keep feeding wood to the fire goes out. If he doesn't eat, this sentence I like. If he doesn't eat, then his inner fire is gonna get extinguished and he's gonna die. So how does it work? Now he goes through a whole science. The kids are going through an entire science lesson here, biology lesson. The food gets ground between the teeth, and then it gets mixed in with juices and saliva, and then it gets broken down. Then it goes into the stomach, and it gets ground up over there. And then it gets mixed in with the literally mitzvah juices, but there's a word for it, right? There's gastric fluids of stomach. Okay. So there's a more medical term for that. Mitzvah stomach, mitzvah mara, that's the mitz from the stomach and from the maras, what do you call it? From the gallbladder, and then it gets more broken down, and then it gets cooked from the heat, and then it gets digested. Haboroshabai. So the part that you need, then that feeds all the Evarim. And that's Mekayim, the life of a person. And the junk, which is the extra stuff, gets pushed outside, meaning that's waste. This is the way one Pirush explains Asher Yotzar. And there's wonderful things. Hashem put in the nature for the body to be able to take the good from the food. And each limb takes whatever sustenance it's supposed to get. And then the psoilus gets pushed outside. Because if the body stops working and the psoilus stays in there, then he is going to it's going to get ruined, rotten. The other day, phalaim is going to come to sickness. Rahmana litzlan. Most of the health of a guf and its weakness is totally in digestion. If you have a good digestive system and it goes easy, then a person's healthy. But if his digestive system gets broken, and then a person gets weak, and then he can go to sakana, chas v'shalom. Fine. The best of the digestive system is amaychal einenu rav. If the food is not too much, meaning don't eat too much, right? and it should be easy to digest. Shim ochal adam harbe, if a person eats a lot, but the stomach is full, as kosher equal, and it's difficult to digest. The stomach can't expand and can't contract. Right? That would be the way to say it. Yeah. The tivoy, the litman is some ochal grain that it can't grind up the food. Just like fire. If you put too much wood in a fire, then you put it out, you extinguish it. Right? It's the Michael, same thing with the food in the stomach. Somebody wants to be healthy. Only eat a middle amount according to your mezek gufa. Means really the temperature of your body, meaning your metabolism. Not too little and not too much. And most, this is a scary sentence for hearing the kitzah. Most kalayim that come on a person ainam ella ayvim ne machalim royim, either because he eats bad food, ayvim ne shum mamali bitnoi, because he fills his stomach, ba'aychal achila gasa, afilu me machalim toivim, even from good food. Which is very scary, because what does that do for, what does Shabbos do for us? Right? I'm saying it's a little bit out of control. Husha shleima, what? Forget about Yom Tov. Yeah. If you watch your mouth and your tongue, then you're going to be shomer mitzaras. Shomer piv milechol meichol ra in b'mispaya. From eating bad food, if you watch your mouth from eating bad foods or from stuffing yourself too much, l'shainay medaber ella b'tzrochav. And like we said in the previous siman about lashon hara, and you make sure your tongue only speaks what's necessary. Omer achacham aichol davar mur midvarim hamazikim. Chacham said, I think he's referring to the Rambam here. If you eat a little bit from things that damage, it's not as damaging as if you eat too much of good things. Right? So yeah. So meaning what the Rambam is saying is better eat a little, right? Eat a half a donut than to eat 5 apples or 5 cucumbers. And Trump's also ain't exactly healthy.
What? I was possibly Yotze that.
Well, you only had one donut.
I had 2 halves.
Oh, 2 halves. Okay, 2 halves. Yeah. Okay. Salad. Adam bin Ura payach leipul shalei fazek. When a person is young, so his metabolism, not metabolism, his digestive system is very strong. Muslim tader yosim in ish. That's why you need to eat a lot more. Somebody who's in middle age. A zaken with Felishusa Kayat and a zaken who's weak. He needs to have light foods. It needs to be like, what do you call it? Dense, right? Has to be small quality, but high in quantity. That's like, that's the big Mishigas now with the total bars. Protein bars, right? Packed into the protein. It's a little bit of food. Huh? Yeah, like that type of thing. So when it's very hot, so the digestive system gets weak. In the summer, you should eat less than in the winter. The shira will be you eat 2/3 from what you eat during the rainy season. There's a main rule by Dr. Rufu. Before you eat, you should walk around a little bit, meaning you should burn some energy before you eat. Or working, right? Until you heat up your body, and then you know, when I'm in the height of my dieting, which is very rare, before I eat, I'll walk up and down the steps like 5-6 times. But there's very few and far between that I do that. I have this kitzer in mind when I do that. That's what it means. With the sweat of your brow, you should eat lechem. That's obviously not the literal meaning. Literal meaning is that you have to sweat in order to make a parnasa. That's the curse from on Adam, but it's a play on words. Correct. Yeah, it's gonna, no, I think you're gonna have an easier time. Yeah. Atzel, bread of laziness, don't eat. Chagarasa, Pila. This some I could also be good at. You loosen your belt before you eat. That's the Simoncha and the Simonis, the Ekva Paslechem, Ekva, Rashi Tavis, Lumafreya. The Rashi Tavis of Ekva is Lumafreya, meaning backwards. It's Eter, Fagoira, Koidem, Mapira, it's a Hasidic word. Right? Ekva is Aleph, Kuf, Tes, Hey, and Hey, Tes, Kuf, Apila, meaning backwards of Ekva, is untie your belt before you eat. Yeah, show me a belt. They had belts. They had belt. The gartel, the real gartel. No, they had it over. I think. Or so. Paslethem. Bread. Rashi Tavis. Pentovili de chayli. But you might come to a chayli to a intestinal issue. Shasachili when you're eating, you should sit. I mesiv al smoyle or lean onto the left. Ba'afar al and after eating, you shouldn't run around too much. And it's going to leave the stomach before it gets digested. Right? That's why you think people cramp. Right? When you go out to play ball after you eat, but sometimes you cramp. You go a little bit and then rest. And don't walk. And don't work too hard after that. This is another one of those excuses that I tell my wife when she ever wants to take a walk after the tzula. It's like, no. No walking after the tzula. Right?
It's just
Yishan
that it's halacha. It's
Afar.
halacha.
It's halacha, but the next, here's the problem is the next line, though. The next line is a little bit of a steer, but you don't have to tell them that. Below Yishan Afar Achilah, you can't go to sleep after you eat until 2 hours. So that the ashana shouldn't go to your brain and damage you. Now you have to try. I hate to be grub, but we have to understand why Shabbos afternoon, Motzei Shabbos, people's stomachs are wiped out. They are. Yeah. I'm saying I hate to say, but you go to a major public shul where there's lots of minyanim. Try getting a Beis HaKiseh open Sunday morning. You don't. You can't. It's like lines. I don't mean it to be grub. I'm saying all these, we all laughed at it. Go, can you take Tums on Shabbos afternoon? It's not healthy. It's just not healthy. I speak for myself, which I tell you, and I can't control myself. I mean, I probably could. It's really not healthy. Anyway, Shalei America, it's in the bathhouse, Hakfaza, bloodletting, Mishkal. And Mishkal is what do you call it? And Mishkal is relations. Ain't talking la'achar feel it's not good after eating. Got to take a break. And again, the kitzur is coming from the place where that everything traces itself. All medical issues trace itself back to the digestive system. Okay, Zayin. B'nei Adam ain't shavim mizgum. People are not equal in their mizgum in their ways. Some people are hot. Some people are cold. Right? That's usually you marry the opposite of whatever you are. And there's those that are in the middle. And food also is different. Somebody who has the middle temperature, you should eat middle foods. If somebody whose temperature is not in the middle, he needs to eat foods that are opposite. I guess he means cold foods as opposed to hot foods. If somebody's always hot, he shouldn't eat hot foods. He might have them with summons, like spices, like poppers. He should eat foods that are cold and pickled. Somebody whose temperature is cold, then he should eat, a little bit spicy.
And these things still apply nowadays?
Does it apply nowadays? I can't tell
I'm
you. I
saying,
don't
this
know.
is still the way the body is?
Well, But he doesn't mean here hot. He means temperature-wise. He means hot like spices, which also makes you hot. So Misha Mizga Kar, that are a little hot. And everything, see, here's the thing, Tovit. Right here it says everything changes according to the times and according to the place. See, it does, see that could be couched as different
Right,
generations,
because
but it doesn't seem that.
does anyone follow this? Anyone is paying attention? I'm not saying people are not watching what they're eating, but is anyone like have not having a hot food or this waiting 2 hours after to go to sleep? Is anyone following what this says?
I don't know. There are people that do, and I think that they're rather healthier. You just have to try and figure out I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you probably had it was back then. They probably followed it more because now you have more like medications and health advances now. So back then it was probably followed more than it is now, definitely.
Right. I hear. I don't know. There are. Isn't there somebody just came out with a book on the Rambam's diet? Fine. In the summer, eat cold food from my basa krosim, ghee and rakim, right? Lamb meat and goats, soft goats, and young chickens, which are chamutzim. And pickled foods we may akar, and in the cold machalim chamin. You eat hot foods. Became the Medina kara in a cold Medina machalim chamin. You eat foods that are hot. Again, I don't think hot means hot. It means like you're saying schnapps and all that. But we're gonna talk about feeling kara and eat cold food. Okay, we will stop there for that night for the first night there. You'll go away.